Shalom, today's daf yomi is Gittin, Chaf Bey is Gittin 22, and again I want to do a commercial at the start of our discussion and ask everybody if you like to support our work, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Yeshivas Elimelech, so we can spread Torah throughout the world and you'll be a part in helping us spread our mission. So today's daf yomi tells us that there's a braisa which discusses a tree that's partially growing in the land of Israel and partially outside the land of Israel. And so the position of Rebbe is that this tree, which is partially in Israel and partially outside of Israel, we view it as though it's all mixed together and it has the laws of Tevel and Chulin, meaning say the tithed and untithed produce, which the laws of Israel and outside the land of Israel are combined. And that's Rebbe's position, that the whole tree is a mixture of both Israel and outside of Israel. Whereas Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, no, that which grows in Israel, the branches that grow in Israel are liable for Israel, for the laws of agriculture of Israel, and the branches that grow outside of Israel are going to be considered like agriculture outside the land of Israel. And Gemara is assuming at first that perhaps part of the branches are in Israel and part of the branches are outside of Israel. And the Gemara says, no, what we're talking about is that part of the roots are in Israel and part of the roots are outside of Israel. And so why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say we view this as two separate trees? Because there's a big rock in between. And so from this big rock in between, we're going to assume that it stays separate. And so Rashi then tells us, but if there was just one root and the roots were planted in Israel and the branches went outside of Israel, nevertheless, Rashi's language is, dekol shor ashav be'eretz Yisrael, lake of man da'asil basir nuf, that if there's a tree whose entire roots are in the land of Israel, nobody then will follow the branches. Everybody would assume that if the roots of the tree are in the land of Israel, then the whole tree has all the fruit that grows from that tree is going to be viewed as the fruit of the land of Israel. And we see from here a fundamental idea, a tremendous yesod, that if the roots of somebody are in the land of Israel, then the branches and the fruits are going to have the essence of the land of Israel. So we all have to make sure that our roots, that we are rooted in the land of Israel.